when Esther listens back, tell her I love her.
She can hear you, but she doesn't care. No. It's not like that.
I got it.
It's not like that.
Abraham would be nothing without Esther.
Well, a lot quieter.
So, I have a few questions, but maybe start one that builds off what just happened.
That's always a good idea.
Yeah. So, there's, in step three, you say, then that's our work.
It's where your emphasis is. You've actually done most of the work by living life and asking. And the source has done the rest of the work by answering. But you've got to become vibrationally equivalent to your desire rather than vibrationally equivalent to the absence of your desire. And that's what step three is. Step four is just getting really good at that.
So when it comes to this thing about work, like at the doing anything, right? So
action.
Yeah, or even anything else, like whatever would be considered that I'm allowing or like that. I guess the more I listen and understand your teachings, the more it's just an explanation of what is so. In other words, step one, you don't do anything.
Well, step one just kind of happens around you because you're observing and you are responding, you are reacting, you are perceiving, and your perception has within it vibrational responses. Yes. Step one is the clarifying part of your life experience. It's where the pieces come together and you perceive them, and then without even knowing it, you are measuring is maybe not the best word, but comparing. You are having the exposure to this new life experience in relationship with who you really are and all you really know, to the clear-minded soul source love energy part of you is having these experiences. And so you are having this emotional relationship with life where you know what you don't want and therefore know what you do want. Yes. So step one is just happening.
Just, yeah. So there's no doing in it. It is happening because as I experience my life, a clarification happens. In other words, I used to think of step one as that's when I have to state or say what I want or vision it or
set
do
the
a
goal,
vision.
Define what
yes,
I want.
Yes, yes, yes. And so then instead what I'm hearing is, oh, wow, that just happens. Now, I may not even know what I've asked for, but it's happening. And I
Well, when you're with someone who is rude, you want them to be nicer. When the world seems rude, you want it to be a nicer place. When you're frightened by something, you want more security. When you don't have enough money, you want more money. When your freedom feels impinged upon, you want more freedom. Life just produces for you these personal clarifications of what you prefer. And most people don't understand the importance of that because so often you've taught yourself or been taught by others that your opinion doesn't matter when it most certainly does matter. And through the whole process of life, you've been creating this vibrational reality that really is who you really are. Because you can't have an experience, you can't perceive something and then prefer it to be better without it becoming better and without the larger part of you becoming better in relationship to that. You keep evolving. Step one just insists on your evolution, and your inner being, who remains non-physically focused even while you are here in this physical body, takes the new bounce, so to speak, and becomes the new evolved version of what you have asked for, which is what gives you the vibrational comparison or measurement, which is why your emotions work the way they do, so that you can feel how well you're doing in your day-to-day thoughts now with your new and improved. It's always improved, but let's call it the evolved version of you, the more version of you. Are you keeping up with you?
Yeah. So there's this me that is a greater potential and possibility than what I'm currently
yes,
expressing.
Yes, that's true, but there's something that we can feel from the vibration of you that we really want to clarify, because you're not the only one that is feeling this. So let's just chew here for a moment, because this is really essential to everything that we've been talking about already here today. This is essential to everything.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up.
We are too. We are too. You were source energy before you came into this physical body, but you came into this physical body with knowing and intention. And as you move around in your physical body, you cause the whole of you to expand just like you knew you would. Now, when we began flowing through Esther and coming to gatherings like this and feeling the vibrational texture of your understanding, oh, think of the word understanding. What understanding means, what knowledge is beneath where you're currently standing? What do you understand? And most of your understanding was missing, because most people did not have a keen sense of how you and your physical body fit into the greater scheme of things, how you fit into who you were before you were in this body, and how you fit into what that energy is now, and how you will fit in when you leave this physical body and return. In other words, we wanted you to understand the relationship, this ongoing eternal being that is you. So we began talking about the physical you and the inner being you, and we talk about the physical world and the non-physical world, because we wanted to get your attention about the existence of both, so that we could cause a blending or a melding, a conscious understanding within you of how it all fits together. But the reality of it is, the true, universal, eternal reality of it is that you can never separate yourself from you. But in understanding the whole of who you are, then you can have a more satisfying experience in this phase of your conscious evolution. Now, most humans, especially at the time that we began flowing through Esther, had such a distorted view of what physical life on planet Earth even is about. And we want you to understand that what it is about, it's about this ongoing evolution of you, of us, of all that is. In other words, this physical time and space is the leading edge. It's where the vibration that we are all about becomes more and more and more, until it is understood, it is witnessed, it is lived through your physical senses. In other words, thoughts turning to things is a big deal. Now, most of you want to say, well, we all knew that, Abraham, because we live here in this real world, and that's why we want to talk to you about how to get real money out of the whatever kind of vortex it is into the real bank. We want to turn things into reality, and we want you to, too, because that's where the true pleasure comes from. But what we are getting at with all of this is that you can never cease being all that you are, and the more you understand the different vantage points of who you are, then the easier it is for you to meld the two and then live more happily ever after as you're here in this body moving through day after day after day. So we're just going to give a brief explanation of that, a new one that you haven't heard from us in this clear way before. So you were non-physical, blah, 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 blah. You came into this physical body, blah, blah, blah. You mixed it up, blah, 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 blah. You rockets of desire and go to the vortex, blah, blah, blah. You've already heard that. Book after book after book about that. And so now you stand in this now moment, and the only question that we think is pertinent to any moment in time is, how much is this human personality of me in vibrational sync with the greater part of me that has evolved so much? In the receiving mode, how blended am I with the whole of me? How much of that understanding, how much of that whole of me am I allowing to be present in this moment? How in the receiving mode am I? How in vibrational sync with who I really am, am I? How good is my timing? How great is my clarity? How vital and alive am I? How much of this potential blending and beingness am I in this moment allowing? Well, that all has to do with what you're thinking about right now. And what you're thinking about right now has to do with what you've been practicing thinking about, because you have propensities to thought, propensities to the way you think. You know, people who are always in a bad mood. Well, they're in a bad mood, and if you were to visit with them, they'd tell you why. They're justified in it, but nevertheless, they are blocking a good portion of who they are. And so that bad mood shows up as insecurity. It shows up as paranoia. It shows up as insensitivity. In other words, it shows up in all these personality characteristics that you might deem not very pleasant to be around. But what those personality characteristics are a byproduct of how much in the receiving mode they are or are not. So we want to translate that. We want to explain that to you in a way that goes like this. As best you can in your here and now moment, if you can accomplish an atmosphere, a vibrational atmosphere, where you're not blocking who you are, then the whole of who you are is standing here. So those personality characteristics are you're confident and you have ease about you and there's no tension within you and you have clear expectation and you know who you are and you feel loved and you feel blessed and you love others and you appreciate them and you're not nitpicking, you're not running around looking for problems everywhere. In other words, the whole of you is present in this moment because you're not doing that thing you have been doing to block it off. So this vibrational atmosphere, we've spent as long as we've been flowing through Esther, writing books through her in order to explain to you what you might do to put yourself more in the state of the receptive mode, more in the state of allowing more of who you are to be present right now, which is where your happiness comes from. It's what the happily ever after thing is all about. And through time, we've offered a lot of processes, like when you find yourself thinking about something that doesn't feel good, pivot and try to think about what you do want, which is not altogether even possible in that moment, depending upon the momentum of it. So these days, what we've really been emphasizing in creating the atmosphere, first, before we go there, we want to say that, let's say something happened in your life 20 years ago, and let's say it was not pleasant, and you can still remember it. And the reason that you still remember it is because 19 years ago you were telling the story of it, and 18 years ago you were telling the story of it, and 17 years ago you were telling the story of it, 16, 15, just about every day or week, you renew the story to someone. And so it's not a 20-year-old vibrational event, it's an active event within you right now. And it has been a source of you not letting in some things you want all that time, which makes you want to blame the event. And we just want to say to you, it's active in your vibration because you're thinking the thought and nobody else is thinking the thought in you. It's the thought that you're thinking. And if you weren't thinking that thought, chances are nobody else would be thinking that thought. And that vibration would become inactive and therefore not a player in your vibration and therefore not a hindrance to what you ask for today. So what we just said to you is, so let's say you're moving through life today and you come to a realization that you really desire something and you've got a really active desire about something that's in your vortex, but you don't realize that that event that happened 20 years ago that you keep renewing is right here in the way of this new idea, and it doesn't need to be. You could have a clean slate today. You could be standing in your now because your inner being has been the clarifying process for you all along. When you lived something you didn't want, you threw a rocket of desire into your vibrational reality, and your inner being stands there with it, not literally, but knows it, bees it, focuses upon it, offers a vibrational equivalency of it, stands as the guiding light for you to find the vibrational resonance with it. What we're saying to you is you do not have one valid excuse that you are not right now living every single thing you want. You don't. But the thing you do that keeps you from living everything that you want is that you have these old beliefs that you keep dragging forward. And you think that they are unimportant. Sometimes they're humorous stories. Sometimes they are dramatic stories. Often you use them for entertaining purposes. But mostly you use them because at some level of your being, you know that there's something about that is in the way now. So you keep wanting to expose it. And every time you do, it gains a little momentum. It just keeps coming with you. Now, the good news is it also keeps causing you to create a really beautiful, improved reality that you don't ever let manifest because those thoughts can't turn to things because you keep turning those thoughts to the things. You see, you get to decide which of the thoughts about your life that you get to turn to the things. And so if you're telling stories that are not satisfying, Esther's got one. She's got a floor in a house in Del Mar that is not pleasing to her and hasn't been for the entire 8 or 9 or 10, however many years it's been sitting there. Jerry and Esther chose the perfect tile. It was so beautiful. And when they came to their finished floor, they were told, well, we couldn't actually get that glazed tile, so we put this down. We'll glaze it afterward. We'll seal it. Well, they did seal it, but it never looked as pretty. And the stuff kind of peels off, and it's really not pleasing to Esther. And hasn't been for all the years she's been telling the story. And even though she's in a perfect position, she's hardly ever there, she could just call someone, have them clean out the furniture in that house and replace that floor. And next time she goes there, it could be perfect. But she can't let that happen, because the vibration of that floor is stuck in her vibrational craw. If you were to visit her at that house, she would say, come in. It's such a beautiful place, except the floor. And she would tell you, oh, you should have seen the original tile the way it was supposed to look. They couldn't get it. They were in a hurry. They put this down. Didn't ask us. Then they tried to seal it. It looks crappy. Look under the table where the chairs have dragged around. Look out on the patio where the rain has dripped. It's dissolving. It's just dissolving out there. Yep. I could replace it, but I have to move everything out. Things would probably get scratched up. And it's not even like her. It's not who she is today, except for just that one story. Oh, there might be others, but just that one story. She just keeps renewing it, keeps bringing it forward. Now, in the scope of human events, that's not a very important thing, but it is in her way, and it is not satisfying. That's what we want to explain, is that you can never step away from the vibrational tension, is a good word Esther is finding for what we mean, the vibrational tension between who you are in your physical body right now and who you are in your non-physical beingness right now, who you are in your beliefs about what you want and what your desires about what you want. There's this vibrational tension going on all the time, and you've got to find a way to manage that gap. And so we've been writing processes and helping you to think thoughts that feel better and so forth. And the processes are effective if you apply them at the right moment, like we were talking about earlier today. If you're in the receptive mode and you apply a process, you can get real movement and you can bridge beliefs. But if you are in a place of dissatisfaction when you try to apply a process, all you do is renew the complaint into a new moment in time. And that is the simple reason that you're not having more quick manifestations. We heard you laugh when we asked you, do you know what you want? And do you believe that your belief is in vibrational alignment with what you want? And you didn't laugh, you sort of groaned, because you know it isn't, but it would be easy to fix that. And so that's why we're asking you to just for 15 or 20 minutes a day, quiet your mind. And when you quiet your mind, you stop thought. And when you stop thought, you're not renewing that 20-year-old problem. And when you stop renewing it today and you stop renewing it tomorrow and you don't renew it the next day and you don't renew it the next day, before long, it becomes an inactive. It is something that you could bring up again, but it becomes less and less dominant player in your vibration until you find yourself in such close vibrational proximity to who you really are and what you really want that the impulses flow into your mind more and more and more. And that's what we call living in the receiving mode.